Cars to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we discuss sustainable and eco-tourism and how it's possible to look after the earth while still visiting the places you love and supporting local communities. While many of us may consider carbon offsetting while we're travelling, did you know that accommodation is the second biggest hitter in terms of the tourism sector's carbon emissions? Sustainable tourism usually aims to have minimal negative impacts, to minimise harm and to optimise economic benefits. Eco-tourism aims to extend the positive impacts through a special focus on conservation, benefits for host populations and the education of visitors. Located only 15 minutes walk to Inch Beach in the beautiful East Cork coastal area, Inch Hideaway is a glamping eco-camping that embodies the idea of eco and sustainable tourism. Owner Colleen Phillips explains where the idea for Inch Hideaway came from.
We started thinking about it 13 years ago. And it was a new thing that was happening. And I was living in a yurt at the time. And I guess I just really enjoyed living in a yurt, and we had built a small house, so we were moving into that, and somebody said, why don't you rent the yurt out to somebody as a kind of short-term let? And I thought, that's a good idea. And I always wanted to run a accommodation or a backpackers or a hostel of some sort. So we bought the land, and it was too small for a farm and too big for a garden, and that idea seemed to be something that would work. And actually, when people came to the site and seeing people use the space, it made sense when people were here, so the whole thing just kind of evolved.
There are many sustainable features on site, including a 16 solar panel system that powers all the campsite, off-grid well water system, use of eco-friendly soaps for the facilities and for the laundry, extensive recycling and composting systems, rewilded fields and Irish native trees and more. Inch Hideaway consists of 5 hand-built yurts and the Wanderley wagon. Visitors are immersed in nature while still feeling as though they are on a luxurious stay.
So we have 5 different yurts, and we have converted bus, which we call the Wanderley wagon. It was a school bus from Bandon, so again reusing something that was about to go into a landfill pile or a recycle heap. The yurts are wooden structures, they're round, they have capacity of 6 people inside them, and they are usually made out of kind of wood lats on the inside, and they're covered in canvas. They're insulated and they have heating inside, so they're really cozy. And they all have proper beds in them, so it's like camping, but it's like 5-star camping. We try and reuse things and repurpose things, because the most energy is put into something that's being made new. So if you can find a repurpose something and find a different use for something, that was kind of our basis of how everything's evolved here and become quite creative. And it gives everybody a wow factor as well. It's like, what is that? How does that work? So it's kind of fun. It's creative, it's playful, and it's using things again, which has been my kind of passion for years.
20 minutes from Inch Hideaway is another sustainable getaway. Ballymaloe House Hotel is a family-owned luxury country house hotel and restaurant nestled in the lush East Cork countryside, an award winner for its sustainable practices, offering a different experience for sustainable tourism followers. Laura Behan is the general manager.
Ballymaloe was kind of sustainable and farm to fork before it was fashionable to be so. They've had a biomass boiler since the 80s, which heats the whole house. All water and heating is all heated through a biomass boiler, so no fossil fuels. Very recently, we've put in solar panels, which does about 50% of the electricity for farm and hotel. Which obviously means that it's all produced on site. Then obviously with the food. So when Myrtle Allen started it, it was food that Ivan grew on the farm and brought in, and she cooked and produced. And then obviously with the local economy, it was local farmers and local fishermen who gave the meat and the fish. And that's something that we still do today. So we have an acre organic walled garden, which produces a lot of our vegetables. The cookery school just 4 kilometres down the road would also give us a huge amount of vegetables and fruit, as they have an acre under glass, which is amazing.
The land around Ballymaloe House is sustainably managed with emphasis on biodiversity and nature preservation, which Laura explains.
We've several areas that we just manage for biodiversity in terms of letting it completely go wild. And we are reintroducing wetlands in the front area of the driveway as you come up to encourage increased biodiversity there. And then in the winter, we actually give our pool back to nature. And it's taken over by the frogs and tadpoles. And we even put a little ramp because we've had a few accidents with hedgehogs. But if we have the little ramp, they can get back out. So it's all OK. So we give the pool back. And then before we open it, Tobias has to do a big job of relocating all of our lovely frogs, which takes him a good few days to do because there's hundreds of tadpoles. Not all of them obviously come to frogs, but the ones that do, he then relocates to our two man-made ponds.
To learn more about sustainable and ecotourism, visit Inch Hideaway or Ballymaloe House online or check the show notes of this episode. And we're stronger when
together. Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.